WLBPD@AADL News, Volume 3, Number 1, Winter 2013. Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL, 734-327-4224. WLBPD@AADL.org. Transition of magazines to digital cartridge. In early 2013, the National Library Service will discontinue production of magazines on cassette and will instead begin circulating magazines on digital cartridges similar to those used for books. The color of the magazine cartridges will be blue and their cases will be maroon. If you are currently subscribed to magazines on cassette, you should expect no interruption to your subscription service. However, there will be changes to the service we'd like you to be prepared for. Unlike with cassettes, it will be required that you return your magazine cartridge in order to receive your next month's subscriptions. All of your magazine subscriptions will be loaded onto a single digital cartridge. To navigate from one magazine to another, you will need to use the bookshelf function on your digital talking book machine, DTBM. Instructions on how to use this function will be the first item to play when you insert a magazine cartridge. You can refer to the following article, The Bookshelf, Navigating More Than One Book or Magazine, in this newsletter. Instructions are also available on www.wlbpd.aadl.org under Bard and Audio Download. If you are currently receiving magazines you have not subscribed to or that you no longer wish to receive, please contact us so we may update your account. If you have a standard DTBM and would like to upgrade to an advanced DTBM, which provides greater navigation, including setting bookmarks when navigating through books and magazines, please let us know. The Bookshelf, Navigating More Than One Book or Magazine. If you receive a digital cartridge that contains two or more books or magazines, or if you download two or more books or magazines onto a thumb drive, you will need to access the bookshelf function to navigate between titles. To enter bookshelf mode, press and hold the Play Stop button. After approximately 5 seconds, you should expect to hear the machine beep and then announce bookshelf. Once the machine has announced that it's in bookshelf mode, you should expect it to announce the name of the first book or magazine on the cartridge or the book or magazine that was most recently played. To move to the next book or magazine, tap the Fast Forward button until the title of the book or magazine you want to read is announced. To begin listening, press the Play Stop button. Navigation works the same way in reverse by simply tapping the Rewind button. If you have any questions about using the bookshelf function on your DTBM, please give us a call. Books and magazines on demand. Don't want to be restricted to having to read and return your magazines within a month's time in order to receive your next month's subscriptions? Want to save a magazine to refer to an article later? Want your own audio copy of talking book topics to keep on hand? Here's an alternative. All magazines are now available for download from the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, website, www.nlsbard.loc.gov. Applying for a BARD account that will allow you access to downloading tens of thousands of audiobooks and dozens of magazines independently only requires you to have access to the internet, an email address, and an active account with the WLBPD@AADL or other network library. To apply for a BARD account, go to www.nlsbard.loc.gov. Your DTBM is outfitted with a USB drive located on the outer right side of the machine for listening to independently downloaded materials. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Returning cassette machines and books on cassette. If you have a cassette machine or books on cassette that you are no longer using, please return them. If you're in need of a box or a mailing label for your cassette machine, or if you have cassettes without cases or cases that are missing cassettes, we're happy to assist you with getting what you need to return any and all of these items. If you're interested in phasing out of cassette book service altogether, but you continue receiving books on cassette, please let us know. There are several adjustments we can make to your account to transition your service from cassette to digital only while maintaining your access to the books you want to read. If you have any digital books you finished or have had for a long time and just haven't read yet, please return them so that others who are waiting can enjoy them. Daily newspapers and talking book topics on NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline has over 300 daily newspapers and magazines, which you can access on demand from your phone. Every day you can choose that day's or the previous day's or the previous Sunday's issue of any paper in the service. You can easily choose which newspaper, section, and article to read using a standard touch-tone telephone. To subscribe to NFB Newsline, call 1-800-252-9065 or visit www.nfbnewsline.org. The California NFB Newsline service is also making talking book topics available over the phone to all NFB Newsline subscribers. Once you've set up your NFB Newsline account, call NFB Newsline at 888-882-1629 to access talking book topics. You will need to enter your identification and security codes. At the main menu, press 5 to read newspapers in a different state. In the state menu, press 9 to hear the next 6 entries, which include California. To select California, press 4. To select talking book topics, press 2. To hear the most recent issue, press 10. You can use these keypad commands to navigate through talking book topics. 1. Return to previous article. 2. Return to beginning of current article. 3. Move to next article. 4. Read previous line. 5. Return to beginning of line. 6. Read next line. 7. Slow down speaking speed. 8. Change speaking voice. 9. Speed up speaking speed. Bard. Most popular books in the last 90 days. 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, 50 Shades Freed, DB 74504, E.L. James. Read by Gabriella Cavallero. Fiction, romance. The Innocent, DB 74709, David Baldacci, read by Ray Childs, fiction, suspense, bestsellers. Guilty Wives, a novel, DB 74676, James Patterson and David Ellis, read by Jennifer Hubbard, fiction, suspense, bestsellers. Stolen Prey, DB 74678, John Sanford, read by Barry Burnson, fiction, suspense. 11th Hour, DB 74778, James Patterson and Maxine Petro, read by Suzanne Torin, fiction, mystery and detective stories, bestsellers. Soft Target, DB 74392, Stephen Hunter, read by Phil Giganti, fiction, suspense. The Witness, DB 74582. Nora Roberts and Julia Whelan, read by Julia Whelan, fiction, suspense, romance, bestsellers. The Lost Ones, DB 74862, Ace Atkins, read by David Hartley Margolin, fiction, mystery, and detective stories. Unnatural Acts, a Stone Barrington novel, DB 74697, Stuart Woods, read by Jim Ziegler, fiction, mystery, and detective stories, bestsellers. Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti Reads, 2013. One Book, Many Conversations. The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness by Michelle Alexander. The New Jim Crow is a stunning account of the rebirth of a caste-like system in the United States, one that has resulted in millions of African Americans locked behind bars and then relegated to a permanent second-class status, denied the very rights supposedly won in the civil rights movement. It challenges the civil rights community and all of us to place mass incarceration at the forefront of a new movement for racial justice in Ann Arbor. The theme of the 2013 Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads program is Understanding Race. The finalists considered for the 2013 Reads were The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie and Uprooting Racism, How White People Can Work for Social Justice, Third Revised and Expanded Edition by Paul Kivel. A selection team composed of community members, educators, students, and librarians from the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti areas chose The New Jim Crow from the group of three titles. All three titles are available as digital books through WLBPD at AADL, and The New Jim Crow is also available via Braille and audio recording download, BARD. The Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads program is a community initiative to promote reading and civic dialogue through the shared experience of reading and discussing a common book. AAYPSIREADS.org. Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Reads 2013, One Book, Many Conversations, 11th Annual Reads Event, Thursday, February 7, 7 to 9 p.m. Doors will open at 6 p.m. Community organizations will have resource information available and books will be for sale. Washtenaw Community College, Morris Lawrence Building, 4800 East Huron River Drive, Ann Arbor. Keynote speaker, civil rights attorney Connie Rice. Connie Rice is one of America's most influential civil rights attorneys. Co-director for the Advancement Project in Los Angeles, Rice has received more than 50 major awards for her leadership of diverse coalitions and for her non-traditional approach to litigating major cases involving police misconduct, employment discrimination, and fair public resource allocation. Copies of The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness, as well as Connie's book, Power Concedes Nothing, One Woman's Quest for Social Justice in America from the Courtroom to the Kill Zones, will be for sale. The event includes a book signing. AAYPSIREADS.org. Contact us. Phone 734-327-4224. Email WLBPD@AADL.org. Website WLBPD.AADL.org. WLBPD location and hours. The WLBPD collection is housed in the downtown Ann Arbor District Library at 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, at the corner of 5th Avenue and Williams Street. The library is open Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Library locations. Downtown, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Mallett's Creek Branch, 3090 East Eisenhower Parkway, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. Pittsfield Branch, 2359 Oak Valley Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103. Traverwood Branch, 3333 Traverwood Drive, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48105. West Branch, 2503 Jackson Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48103.